Looks like I've finally gone to the dark side.
Hey guys, Check Engine Chuck here, and recently I came down here to New Rochelle to check out a couple of cars. One was this Mercedes, and it's got a message for the pre-safe being unavailable. There's a common issue where the seatbelt retractors will lose their programming. And I went into my launch and I went to program them, and I'm very upset to say this, but it appears that launch has removed Mercedes programming. It was linked to their servers for the longest time. I programmed things, SEN coding before with launch, and went to do it the other day and it was gone. I updated my throttle 3, and not only could it not connect to the server at that point, but it deleted all Mercedes programming options from my launch. And that's my big boy. I'm very upset. So what did I do? I went and dropped a couple thousand, not even a couple, a few thousand dollars on a new tool so I could get this job done. I am not making that money back on this by any means on this job, but that is the cost of doing business in today's day and age when it comes to modern vehicles. So let's see if the modules I need to program are included in here. I'm in the programming menu. I am not super familiar by any means. Here's the left front seat belt. This is it, the RBTMFL. Not super familiar with Autel, used it enough to know where I'm going, but we are going to attempt to program this based on the codes, and let's see what happens here. Programming restoration or programming? I guess we'll try restoration first.
If I sound a little down right now, it's because I've been like super launch man forever. And these recent changes with NASTIF, actually, well, launch complying with NASTIF, it's made everything very tough. And Autel was supposed to be the first one to comply with NASTIF. And if and when they do, who knows, maybe they'll shut down their servers as well. But yeah, so I'm going to sound down like this until it actually works.
Not implement, I don't know, we're just going to hit OK. We're going to click buttons. Okay, turns out that restoration is not used for that. So we're gonna go back and we're going to select programming. We're going to say okay, because we know that we can destroy stuff. Yes, could cause faults. Do you want to use cached vehicle data? No. And this should, I'm hoping, link us to the server. So this backed up every module here. This is looking good. So it's hit okay. Let's see if this will pull it. Please pull it.
I wouldn't even be filming this if this wasn't my first time trying to program with an Autel, by the way. That's why I'm showing you all the stuff I'm maybe not clicking correctly.
Current software and target is the same, so that tells me they have it in their server at least. And again, these things, I'm going based off of a TSB on these right here. Programming.
Got a lot of concerning idiot lights.
Doing a reset. Do as I say, not as I do. I probably should have hooked up a battery charger on this thing. Yeah, somehow we gained 0.1 of a volt. if it fails, you have to pay for remote programming. Let's run it. Current SC, yeah, I still want to write it. Completed successfully. Pull the diagnostic connector. I'm not sure why it says to do that, but we're going to do it. We're going to say yes because I can't read codes. And reconnect. All right, so let's go into left front here, which we just programmed and hopefully coded. Let's go to our trouble codes. I don't know if this is the same code I had, but let's try to erase it. Yes. Trouble code's not detected. We'll do a key cycle. Pop it back up. Read codes again. No codes. That's a good thing. Now, you know what? I haven't tried to go... I clicked it, but I haven't tried to go into... all right. I like that. This gave me a warning right away. And then it's going to send me right over to my programming. Well, shit, look at that. Damn, I should have just done that from the beginning. No, I don't want to use the catch data.
My voice is perking up here.
I had one code in the automatic coding. It pulled it up as a W212, which it calls a BR212. It's actually a 207. So I'm going to recode this to a 207 here.
212, sedan, 207, coupe, convertible.
Do the same thing in the left side here. This is where the model number wasn't identical, so we're going to erase codes here. And I'm going to do a key cycle. And I'm hoping when I start this thing now, let me open the door too, I will not get a pre-safe warning. That's all we're trying to do here is get rid of a pre-safe warning that was popping up on the dash. Damn it! Let's try to adapt. Never mind, it didn't take because I hit the wrong button because I'm learning how to use an hotel. That being said, do another key cycle, another door open, another start, and survey says that when I in the past have said that an autel cannot program, I was incorrect. This truly did program this thing. It didn't program it. It programmed it. That's a programming. Couple more of these, I'll make my money back. Not a couple, a lot more of these, I'll make my money back. But damn, lots to unpack in this video. Take it easy, guys. Have a great day. Love you.